Welcome to the Writer's Weekly Podcast, a forum geared toward the writing enthusiast and those who want to make money from their writing. I'm Brian Whidden, Managing Editor of Writer's Weekly, and I'll be your host along with Angela Hoy, the creator of Writer's Weekly and President and CEO of BookLocker.com, a full-service book publishing company. Whether you want to learn how to become a professional writer, how to find writing gigs, or even publish your own book, then you come to the right place. We'll be discussing all kinds of topics relating to the writing and publishing industries. Don't forget, you can also click over to writersweekly.com. There, you'll find not only thousands of articles about professional writing, you can also find current paying markets and job listings to help you boost your writing career and even your bottom line. But for now, let's get on to this episode of the Writers Weekly Podcast. And welcome back to another episode of the Writers Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Brian Whidden, with the CEO and president of BookLocker.com and the creator of Writers Weekly, Angela Hoy.
Present. I don't have a song for
no
you
song
today.
For me
Sorry.
Today. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I was a little backed up this morning. It's our busy season.
Things are starting to ramp up for BookLocker here.
Yeah. Everybody wants their book published before Christmas, and we're pedaling as fast as we can.
We are. Yep. All the hamsters are running as fast as they can, keeping those wheels turning.
Yep.
Been a heck of a week.
It sure has.
Both of us have been dealing with old people pains. I got a hip that has horrible that flares up with arthritis occasionally. Angie did something in the shower and messed up her back.
Yeah, we've got this, you know, walk-in shower, and there's this big, it's not a step,
bench.
It's a seat, it's a bench.
Bench.
Yeah, it's built into the shower. Yeah. And I always stand up to shave my legs, and I hike one leg up and the other leg up. Well, yesterday I hiked my right leg up, shaved my leg, and then when I put my leg down, some electric shocks went all the way through my back. And then I was hobbling around. And then bent over one more time and had a hard time standing back up. And I'm only 58. I mean, come on. Anyway, last night I had little electric shocks going through my right buttock. So, buttock. Mm-hmm. I just kept trying to find a comfortable position to sit in. So, yeah, life's great.
That nerve pain sucks the worst when just no mm-hmm. position relieves it, and it just keeps...
Somebody told me, I think I was a kid, and they said, you will experience pain every single day of your life. And you know what? They were right.
Yeah,
as you get older, it gets worse. So, yeah.
Between my shoulders, a hip, a fractured vertebrae, flat feet. Oh, man. I mean, there's just not a minute of any day that goes by that I don't have pain somewhere. But
oh, well, I'm a little older than you, but you have a lot more pain than I do.
But there's, life is good.
Yeah.
So... Well, it wasn't so great yesterday.
No, yesterday was not a good day at all.
No, yesterday was a bad day. So, more chicken
death.
Tragedy,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I go out to feed the chickens every morning. There's one hen that was left over from our earlier flock. She's a Rhode Island Red hen, and she was the last Rhode Island Red we had. We started out with like four of them, plus Randy, plus the two black ones.
Right.
Does that equal seven?
Yeah.
And as of yesterday morning, we had the one red hen left over and two of the black ones. And the black ones, I can't even tell you what breed they are. I don't know. And they want nothing to do with me. They just throw me my food and leave me alone. You know, this red hen, when I'd come out there, she'd be right at the gate waiting for me to come in. I'd go into the shed to get the food. She'd always be right there at my feet. I mean, you know, she'd even peck at my ankles to get me to hurry up and feed them.
She'd follow you through
she'd
the yard.
She'd follow me around. Yeah. When they free range, she'd follow me around and stuff.
Yeah.
And she'd eat out of my hands. Occasionally let me pick her up, pet her. So in fact, we had, I don't know if we put that video up on Writers Weekly. It was one up on Facebook where I was holding her because she came into the garden when I was working there and started trying to eat our tomato.
Right, and then we found out tomatoes are poisonous for chickens. So.
Well, Yesterday, she wasn't at the gate. She didn't run up to my feet. She didn't peck at me. She was sitting way off in a corner by herself, just standing there. And I kind of look at her and cluck at her and call to her, and nothing happens. So I just get the food and do what I do. And then I go over there and take a look to see what's going on, because clearly something's not right. And she has just got this clear fluid just flowing at her butt. And I'm like, well, that's not good. And I take a closer look, and there's some white thing starting to come out of there. And I recognize right away, okay, something's wrong with the egg laying process. I go in, I let you know. I took pictures. When we have a problem with the chickens, we right away will jump on Facebook to a couple of chicken groups that we're in, and you know, say, okay, what's going on here? You know,
and we can usually get an instant response.
Very quick answer.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to do that. We looked it up, and right away it was there's something that chickens get called egg binding. An egg can get stuck in the chicken.
And sometimes it can break inside there.
Once that happens, they've got about 24 to 36 hours that if everything doesn't correct itself, they're going to get infections. They can go into shock. It's very painful for them. It's just a nightmare.
To say nothing of the fact that she was definitely suffering.
Well, I tried kind of feeling around in there, because right away I'm thinking, yeah, egg stuck. Let me feel around her belly area, see if I can, you know, tell if there's an egg. Maybe we can help it. I couldn't really feel anything. She didn't want me touching anything around there. Anything.
But she showed me that picture, and what was coming out of her looked like egg whites and yolk.
Yeah, it was
definitely a broken egg in there. Yeah.
Well,
and it's extremely painful.
Being only a year into dealing with chickens now, and if you look it up online, everything says, you know, this is something, you know, a lot of times a vet has to get involved. And I really dig my chickens, but it's not worth a vet bill.
The suffering aspect.
Plus the suffering aspect. No, yeah. You know. I had to go and take care of end the life of my favorite hen.
Yeah.
Which wasn't fun. We got these hens with the, you know, everybody says don't get attached. Mm-hmm. And now she didn't have a name.
Actually, remember when we called all the hens Henrietta? They all had the same
something
name.
Like
remember
that? Yeah. But I mean, when you're an animal lover, even if you have a whole bunch of the same animal, if there's one that just acts differently and shows some kind of attraction to you, yeah, you know, as a you can't help but notice that, you know.
You get attached, yeah.
But we did get these hens with the idea of not only getting eggs, but getting meat from them. So after having to kill my favorite hen, I had to go pluck my favorite hen and clean out my favorite hen. Now, after all that was said and done, our neighbors, who are hen experts or chicken experts, you got a hold of them, and they said, do not eat that hen. She may have a disease that could kill you.
And so, we actually looked at it. And she also had a large gizzard.
She had
hard
a gizzard,
and large gizzard.
Gizzard
was
that
huge.
Was the size of my fist, and yeah, it was really, really hard.
There was something going
on. Oh, and there was all kinds of, when I opened up the abdominal cavity, just all kinds of clear fluid just poured out of it. I mean, she was in horrible shape.
There was something going on. Yeah, Reagan said, only eat chickens that you buy for meat chickens.
Yeah.
If there's anything wrong with a chicken, do not put them in the freezer. So yeah, we did not do that.
Yeah.
It was a rough day.
And I spent all day second guessing myself. Gee, I don't, because the more you read about this stuff, it's like, well, you can put them in warm baths. Maybe they'll pass the egg. You can stick a finger up there, feel around, you know. And
that would be torture.
And
I
was just, all I could think of, she's suffering. I want to put her out of that suffering. Yeah. I didn't sit there and start thinking about, you know, how to try to treat this. I didn't want her suffering. So I did what I did, and then spent the rest of the day looking at all the, you know, possible treatments you can try. But I mean, you know, what's done is done. So
it did turn into an educational experience for the grandkids, because chickens have eggs at different levels, different stages of development. In their system. Mm-hmm. And you pulled all the eggs out when you were pulling everything else out, and I lined them up from largest to smallest.
Did you count them? How many
how many little
like
yolks
were
there? There's like eight or nine little yolks.
Which tells
me, I mean, big ones, smaller,
all the tiny, tiny. Yeah, we'll put a picture of this under this episode on writersweekly.com/podcast. That was very educational. Yeah. But it also, one egg takes 26 hours to go through their system, and if she had that many eggs in her, they were backing up.
They were backing up. Yeah, I think. I don't know how many eggs a chicken is supposed to have
in
their
system,
but that, I was kind of surprised at how many of those we found in there. So,
because they only lay one a day.
So, I know the rule. I've always heard it. You know, you don't become attached to these animals. They're farm animals. It's, you know, you're going to kill them, blah, 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 but I don't know. That she that was my favorite hen. She really dug me. So
you did the right thing.
You know, Well, like I said yesterday, it doesn't hit me as hard as say the couple times I've had to put dogs down. And I always did that with the vet injection, putting them to sleep. Poor hen, I basically just cuddled her, comforted her, and a 22 bullet finished her very, very quickly.
Instantly. Yep, that's
no,
the way to do
no
it.
No pain, no feel, nothing. Just shut her off like a switch.
Yeah.
But can't help but, wish there was another option. But maybe next time we see that, we can kind of jump into action and try to help a hen out. But I don't know. Anyway.
Just all those recommendations just seem like she was already in so much pain.
Yeah,
so,
there's definitely a learning curve when you're trying to become a farmer.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's true.
Okay, on with this episode. So when you go to publish a book, you have several options. Of course, we've talked about the differences between traditional publishing, self-publishing, different kinds of hybrid publishing. All
that was in a previous episode.
Yes, it was. Yeah. You also have another option, and that's going straight to Amazon and forming a KDP account. I believe KDP stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. And it's free. However, as a DUI,
Don't edit that
out. I am not a DUI guy. I am a DYI guy who likes to do his own stuff and save money. But I can tell you, you save money, but you pay for it in time, effort, frustration, stuff like that. And KDP is no exception to that rule. And after years of countless customer service and quality complaints about Amazon's book publishing division, currently called Amazon KDP, there's a rising number of authors' voices claiming that Amazon is committing fraud by closing their accounts and keeping their unpaid royalties. Now, the authors that we've spoken to and who have posted about their experiences online say that Amazon never told them what clause of Amazon's contract they may have violated. Of course, that's why Amazon claims to be closing these accounts is because of
contract violations.
Contract violations, yes. And as it turns out that many of these authors haven't violated any of Amazon's terms. Rather, they've just been caught up in a loop of automation that falsely pins a violation on an author. And then the author's caught up in this hamster wheel of sending complaints to Amazon, receiving canned answers back that don't answer their questions or resolve the issues. Worse, they never get their unpaid royalties. They can waste weeks or months with no resolution at all, and worse, their income abruptly stops. And for independent authors who rely on those book sales to feed their families, Amazon's unfair and, in our opinion, fraudulent actions can be devastating.
Yeah.
They won't terminate just one of your titles either. They'll terminate your entire account in one fell swoop. Your business of selling your own books on Amazon is then done. You're dead.
You're out of business. Yep.
Dead in the water. And one of the worst stories we heard about was a woman who published children's books through Amazon for 20 years. She not only lost her entire Amazon account, but based on her comments, it appears that she lost her files as well. Now, yeah, she should have backed everything up, but
if you don't back up your files, don't assume you can always get them from Amazon. Because if they terminate your account, you can't even log into your account anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always, you don't. I mean, every single book we've ever published onto Amazon, we have files backed up on a server.
Absolutely.
That we can go back and go. We can go back to, you know, 10, 15 years and find people's, you know, and pull up people's.
Oh, and not just one server.
That we, yeah,
we've got
exactly.
multiple servers. We've got, yeah, we don't just keep everything on one server.
We know the game.
Yeah, right. Well, I have never before read a publisher's contract that stated the author wouldn't earn royalties on books previously sold for any reason whatsoever. I mean, I've seriously never seen that. Mm-hmm. After all, Amazon isn't sending refunds to the book buyers. They're not mm-hmm. turning around saying, oh, we think you may have... This author may have done something. We don't know what it was, but it was caught up in our algorithm. So we think you may have gotten ripped off. So we're going to refund. They're not refunding their customers' money for those books.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon's keeping the author's unpaid royalties. That's completely unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon's pocketing all the money from those sales. I mean, what a coup. You know, Amazon's figured out yet another way to line its pockets with authors' money. Unfortunately, most people don't read contracts. We know that. First off,
well, in this day and age, everybody just when they sign up for something, they just want to get signed up. They just click OK.
Don't read it.
And yes, contracts are long. Contracts are boring, but they're mm-hmm. that's your opportunity to find out what pitfalls
yeah.
are in store for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, people don't read the contracts. If authors did read Amazon's contract, they would see that Amazon can refuse to pay earned royalties if the author violates Amazon's contract. However, the authors we're talking about today, and we've got specific examples, who have been terminated by Amazon KDP claim they haven't violated anything. The stories are so prevalent online now and so detailed that we absolutely believe the authors.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of complaints online.
Mm-hmm.
One example is when an author uploaded a revised copy of her manuscript to replace the previous one. This is somebody, you know, I think I want to update my book a little bit. So they already have one file on Amazon KDP, and they just upload a replacement file for the interior of the book.
With some changes.
Yeah, just a few changes, yeah. Many authors have reported that when they did this, Amazon accused them of attempting to republish a previous published work.
Yep.
Now, this happened to Avani Grappi, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her name wrong. She's now a BookLocker author, but she's a nurse, and she wrote an article about her experience for writersweekly.com. She's the author of Cast Out, Chronicles of a Familiar Spirit, which, like I said, is now available on BookLocker.com in two languages.
Mm-hmm.
BookLocker has taken in many authors who were suddenly shocked when Amazon KDP closed their accounts and kept their unpaid royalties. So several authors have moved to BookLocker who've gone through that. And we're, of course, very happy to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is we put their book on Amazon, and because we have thousands and thousands of books on Amazon, they never take our books down.
No, but we also, you've spent 20 years doing this.
Yeah.
You know all of the little loopholes, the tricks, the pitfalls that you need to, you know how to do the process to keep those books from getting dumped out of Amazon. Because we have authors all the time, well, not all the time, but often that'll start, well, what if I would just take my files and, you know, go to Amazon and just, you know, publish them myself? And we're like, you can, if you want to, be sure to read all the fine print.
Yeah. Because
you have no idea what you're getting into.
Yeah.
And it's you against Goliath.
And then a lot of times they come back, I'm sorry, will you take me back?
Most of
yes,
them do.
We will.
They
yeah.
come back. It's like, oh,
back, yeah.
You know, it didn't work out. Can I come back? Yes, certainly. And we'll put your book up and it'll stay up now.
Yeah. Well, in Avani's case, she found some errors in her file, like I said. Her husband uploaded the corrected file through the same Amazon KDP account, the exact same account, mm-hmm. to replace the previous file. And then her account was terminated. And here's what Amazon sent her. And I'll post a link to her article under this episode at writersweekly.com/podcast. We are terminating your account effective immediately because we found that you have published titles with misleading content that have the potential to mislead or defraud our customers. As part of the term, now, what this was saying to her, what they were dinging her for. Notice how broad that sounds, right?
It's yeah, it doesn't
vague.
Tell you
like,
what do you what's,
what did
what's
I do?
Fraudulent.
How
what's,
did I mislead
yeah.
somebody? How to uh-huh. because. Her husband had uploaded an updated file.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have seen the same quote from other authors who had done the exact same thing. They just wanted to update their interior file. Okay, and this is from Amazon. As part of the termination process, these are bullet points, we will close your account. You'll no longer receive you're no longer eligible to receive any outstanding royalties. You'll no longer have access to your accounts. This includes editing your titles, viewing your reports, and accessing any information within your account. Now, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even go back and look at your past sales.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
You try to log in, nothing's going to happen. So if you haven't kept a record of any of that, you're screwed. And what if your book stays up for sale?
Yeah.
There are some accusations that Amazon kept a book up for sale. Still these authors can't even see what's going on.
Well, doesn't Amazon say that they can't just remove a book from their pages because it'll mess up customers' histories?
What you're referring to is Amazon does not remove old book pages. However, they can make a title unavailable.
Yeah.
Okay, so the title's unavailable. It's still there.
I see.
And it's my understanding it's if they completely remove it from their system, it can mess with their customers' purchase histories and stuff like that. So also, they allow people to sell used copies of books on their website.
Exactly.
So they keep those up. So let's see, two more bullet points. All of your published titles will be removed from sale on Amazon. If you've got 50 books for sale on Amazon or 20 or 10, they're going to remove all of them.
Yep.
Not just the one title that they claimed you violated some obscure thing that they never explained to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's extremely important. Additionally, as per our terms and conditions, you aren't allowed to open any new KDP accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some authors have tried to do that under a different name, different email address. I guess Amazon's really good with tracking IP addresses. They know.
And, yeah.
They will dive in and terminate you there as well. They also know, like, if you have a friend set up an account for you and they upload the old book, Amazon will they'll catch on right away.
Yeah.
It just won't work. And then that's another reason authors have tried to do that at Amazon and then have come to booklocker.com because they just keep running into brick walls. So this author spent months trying to reason with Amazon, but of course they wouldn't listen. Her article is titled Amazon Killer of Dreams Publishing. Get it? KDP, Killer of Dreams. I thought that was very... She named her own article. That was great. And anyway, again, there's countless stories, similar stories online. I mean, you could spend days reading complaints like this.
So, how is Amazon getting away with keeping unpaid royalties? Well, it's right here in their contract. It says, if we determine that you have breached your representations and warranties or our content guidelines with regards to a book, we will not owe you royalties for that book, and we may offset any of those royalties that were previously paid against future royalties and require you to remit them to us. Notice here that they say that they can not only withhold your previously earned royalties, but they can go after you for past royalties that they've already paid you.
I've not heard of that happening to any authors, but the contract states if they paid you money,
it's in their contract.
They can force you to pay it back.
Yeah. And remember, when you sign up for this account and you click I have read and agree to all the conditions and guidelines, you have agreed to this condition.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another point that they make, if we terminate this agreement because you have breached your representations and warranties or our content guidelines, you forfeit all royalties not yet paid to you. If after we have terminated your account, if after we have terminated your account, you open a new account with our express permission, we will not owe you any royalties through the new account.
Well, they've really locked it up, haven't they?
And another little gem here. If we determine that deceptive, fraudulent, or illegal activity has occurred with respect to your books or your program account, then we may permanently withhold payments to you, and we may offset any payments previously paid against future payments or require you to remit them to us. We will use these funds to offset the costs of Amazon's enforcement efforts and or to compensate third parties harmed by deceptive, fraudulent, or illegal content. You know what I noticed they don't put in there? Who gets to judge what is deceptive, fraudulent, or illegal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I guess they're the sole judge of that. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Now, remember, a lot of this is being tagged by their algorithms. There's no human being.
No, there's no human looking at that saying, wait a minute, that was fraudulent. No, it's however they programmed their computers to recognize this stuff.
Yes, right. Well, except as you stated above, Brian, the countless authors who are vehemently, I can't ever say that word right.
Vehemently.
There you go, thanks.
Vehemently.
complaining online have not committed any deceptive, fraudulent, or activities. This started, we noticed it started around 2019. Things really started ramping up with Amazon terminating authors in 2023. Oh, I was contracted by a mother of two. She was wondering if there was a lawsuit pending against Amazon because the many reports of Amazon KDP terminating authors' accounts without warning and with vague excuses about the author violating their policies. Though Amazon KDP isn't telling them what policies they violated.
They're just
giving them the runaround. Mm. Okay, so she added, to get an email from Amazon KDP that they were suspending my account for, quote, violation of their terms of service was shocking, to say the least. I'm literally fighting back tears because I work so hard on these books.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her to send me a screenshot of the message she received from Amazon.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like the complaints of so many others, it says she violated their guidelines, but it doesn't say which ones.
Yeah.
They never tell them, oh, this is specifically what you did, because it's our belief that in most or if not all cases, they didn't violate anything at all.
Yeah.
I still have a screenshot of that response from Amazon, mm-hmm. and I will post this under this episode,
So somebody named Jay reported to us that if my Amazon KDP account has been terminated, do you know any way that I can get it back? Their last two emails have been very vague and say the same thing. So we keep reading and receiving the same specific complaints over and over again. So what
all worded specific, you know, differently, a little bit differently, but it's basically the same complaint over and over again. Hmm. So yeah, they terminate accounts seemingly at random now, keep the unpaid royalties, and the authors can't even log into their account later to discuss the issue further with Amazon. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm. They have to rely on email, but as we all know, Amazon's emails are typically form responses. Even if you're a book-buying customer, you know, they're form responses. And, you know, rarely, if ever, do they do anything to resolve a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
There's also allegations, which can't be proven, of course, of Amazon's employees cherry-picking specific books to target. I've received messages from authors saying, hey, they're messing with my book, and I think it's because of, you know, it's a political book or it's something they don't, you know, they don't agree with.
Yeah.
In 2023, I received several emails from a woman who had two forms of cancer. She was upset with Amazon KDP and posted a complaint about them on betterbusinessbureau.org. Amazon then terminated all of her books. She sent me screenshots, and they kept her unpaid royalties simply because she posted a complaint on betterbusinessbureau.org. Writers Weekly, we've published several complaint articles about Amazon KDP, and we'll post links to all those because they all have quotes from a variety of different websites.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, about Amazon's horrible termination practices. You know, we consider that royalty theft.
Yeah.
So today, we're sharing a few quotes directly from authors that we found on several websites, submitted to us directly. And ones from Amazon's own author forum. There's plenty of complaints on there. And anybody can log into the KDP author forum and see everything. And you can search complaint, fraud, ripoff, angry, furious. Mm. I mean, use a variety of different words and you'll see all kinds of complaints.
Yeah.
So, Brian, you go first.
Okay. Before I do that, I do want to say, because I know full well what we're going to get from this podcast, because we get it every time you write an article about Amazon KDP. We're going to get three or four people who are going to write us and say, I have an Amazon KDP account and I love it. They're the greatest thing. Oh, it's fantastic. I've never had any problem. Great.
Good for you.
Because I assume there's probably millions of people with KDP accounts,
mm-hmm.
and most of them don't run into any issues. Great. Fantastic. But how many times does this have to happen before we identify that there's a problem here?
Right.
And
are exploding.
What chance are you willing to take?
Right.
Because you most likely you'll be one of those millions of people that have no problems. What if you're that one of those now probably what, thousands?
Oh, multi-thousands.
Just get your stuff canceled. What do you do then?
Yeah.
You know?
There's one lady we're going to talk about today, and she basically says, just wait, it's going to happen to you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we honestly don't need to hear the cheerleaders for Amazon. I mean, if you want to, go ahead. You know, get it. Nothing's happened to you. Great. Fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, let's talk about the people who did happen to.
But there's a lot of people that this did happen to, and that's who we're talking about, because this is not acceptable.
And in some cases, People get into real financial trouble because their income stream just stops.
However, I will say, Amazon's a private company. These are their rules. Mm-hmm. When you sign up with Amazon KDP, you agree to these rules that say they can just basically cancel you anytime they want for whatever reason they deem appropriate, mm-hmm. and they don't have to tell you anything about it, and they can keep your money.
Yeah. Yep.
And the end. That's right. It. You signed your rights away, not only to your book, because it looks like they pretty much own it at that point.
They don't take the intellectual rights away from you, but you can't even get there and get a hold of your files or see your royalties, past royalties, past payments, nothing.
Yeah. So just be aware.
Yeah.
So here are some direct quotes from Amazon KDP's termination victims. In 2021, we got a message from Clara. KDP is a scam. It's not a matter of if this will happen to you. It is when it will happen to you.
This is the one I was just talking about.
You were just talking about this. It doesn't matter how careful you are. Don't think you'll escape getting robbed from this company, even if you've been publishing for years. They will end you.
And she's referring to them putting you out of business. Yep. Yeah. That was a case where Amazon said that they needed proof that she owned the copyright to the cover for her book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not unusual.
Yeah.
You know. And she just added that book to the platform. It was a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't checking her email. The email didn't tell her there was a time frame for her to respond.
Yeah.
She didn't see the message until the weekend was over. You know, she's probably barbecuing with her family and stuff. 3 days later, they terminated her entire KDP account and kept all her royalties earned from all of her books, not just the new book with the questionable mm-hmm. cover.
Yeah.
And she said at the time she was owed $3,000.
$3,000.
Mm-hmm. Her complaint was very detailed, but she ended with this. This is absolute robbery. Do not use KDP. You've been warned. So this is one of many. They have more than one book on Amazon, and they lose all the royalties for all the books.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
$3,000. That's a lot of money to just have taken away from
that. That was just from that 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one. Person, and this came from Amazon's own KDP author forum.
Yeah.
And they wrote, title was Account Terminated. Hello, I just got a message from KDP. We are terminating your account effective immediately because you have multiple accounts, which is a violation of our terms and conditions. Also, this account is related to an account that was terminated due to violation of our content guidelines.
Again. This is a very common thing that's happening to authors, and they say, I've only ever had one account on Amazon. Mm. They all say that. Go ahead.
And that's what this person says. Yeah. However, I've never had any other accounts, just one with my real name. I had 35 published books, all illustrated with my own art and photography, and all copyrighted. I did not know how else to reply to them except that I never had any other accounts and have never broken any KDP rules. They never sent me any warning or anything else prior to this. I don't even understand what they are talking about and how to appeal my case because I have no idea what's going on. You know what pops into my head when I read this?
Hmm.
As many accounts now that we have shared both on Writers Weekly and this podcast of scammers and how they operate.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that some idiot in Nigeria didn't use this guy's name and information to try to start up a KDP account so that he could run a publishing scam.
That's a good point.
And this guy knows nothing about it.
Right.
But Amazon, that's it. You're done. We're going to cancel everything and we're not even going to look into it.
Yep. That's exactly how they work.
You're finished. Yep. We're shutting you down.
Yeah.
And he has no idea why this happened.
The sad thing is this person published 35 books.
35 books.
I know it.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I read that complaint on Amazon's forum, and this guy responded underneath. His username was gwall52.
Mm-hmm.
I read further. His real name is Bill Wall. Mm-hmm. He's a chess champion.
Okay.
Champion chess player, and that's what he writes about.
Writes books about chess.
So he responded to that person with this, and this is so true. This is why I'm including this today. There is no content review team, right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Clearly, there's not.
Yeah.
It is an algorithm that cannot be changed, and this is why you only get form letter responses by multiple names and different case numbers on each letter. They blocked my ebook, which was an exact replica of a paperback I did a month earlier, and accused me of not being the author because the book was somewhere on the web. It was not. It was on Amazon.
Somewhere on the web.
And so it's the guy wrote a paperback and then followed up with an ebook, and Amazon's like, oh, no, you don't own that book. Ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have also threatened to cancel my account after publishing 48 books in both formats. Mm. I've talked to several Amazon supervisors, and for some reason, they cannot talk to any content review people, only email. Suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Joseph Graziano, hope I pronounced that right, had an identical complaint with the false accusations of multiple accounts.
Yep.
Just got terminated by KDP for multiple accounts with zero proof, total BS. I've had my account for a while, no issues until now. I write children's books, and this is the treatment I get? Ridiculous. KDP will nuke your hard work over nothing. Beware before you waste your time. That's another thing we should talk about. You publish 10, 20, 30, 48 books through Amazon. That takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Not just writing the book, but navigating their extremely confusing process.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people have to hire people to help them navigate Amazon KDP's program.
Well, that's, in a way, that's what people do with us. I mean, you know, we put people's books on Amazon through our KDP account, and we know what we're doing.
Right.
So part of what you're hiring BookLocker for is to navigate Amazon and to fight on your behalf if something goes bad, because believe me, you don't want to have to sit there and try to work your way through this.
Right. Well,
you're banging your head against the wall.
Our authors don't have a problem with Amazon's KDP system because Amazon doesn't come after us.
No.
Because we're so big and we have so many books in their system.
Not an individual
right.
An individual author. We're a company with thousands of titles. So they don't want to cancel us.
Yeah.
At least I hope not.
Are you listening, Amazon? Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
so,
and we have a lawyer.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Not to mention, this wouldn't be the first time you'd sued Amazon, but...
No, I sued Amazon in 2008 and won.
That's right.
They haven't sued us yet, but if they do, well, I'm picking up the phone and calling my lawyer again. Yeah.
Tiger. Okay. Just 2 weeks ago, someone named David...
Yeah, good luck with this
David wrote, the worst experience... After 6 months of having my books published, Amazon KDP terminated my account, claiming I was using multiple accounts, which is completely untrue. I wasted my time for nothing. People, avoid this scam, Amazon KDP.
So, again, we're talking about the time wasted. They spend so much time investing in getting their books out there, and then all of a sudden, boom, no books for sale.
And somebody else wrote, when attempting to log into my KDP account, I discovered I was terminated without prior notice. Despite maintaining only one account, KDP claimed that it was due to multiple accounts. Despite numerous emails providing my sole account status, they upheld their decision. My books were being unpublished and reviews vanished.
Yep. Yeah. His message is very long, but I include that in there. There's just so many complaints about, I didn't have two accounts. I mean, they're all over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And authors understand this is KDP is the only way you get a book on Amazon. There's no back door. There's no other service. If you want your book on Amazon, you got to go through KDP. This same person went on to say the whole experience affected my sleep pattern and gave me anxiety. I can imagine.
Yeah, sure.
It is not a good feeling when injustice is done against you. When your work is discarded like it is nothing and for no reason, when people refuse to hear your truth, almost forgot to mention two KDP employees told me that before terminating accounts, KDP sent out emails pointing out issues, giving an author an opportunity to correct them or ratify, yet I only got a notice after my account was terminated.
That I've seen that complaint as well. Wow, they just terminated. I didn't even get a notice. Nobody warned me. Yeah.
It's kind of like what Facebook did to our accounts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people that didn't listen to a previous episode, we posted Brian's new book cover on Facebook years ago during the BLM protests during COVID. And the book is Blue Lives Matter, The Heart Behind the Badge. And it's Brian's, you know, autobiography of his days as a cop. And he was a good cop. And all we did was put the cover on our personal Amazon accounts, and Amazon simultaneously permanently...
No, not Amazon.
I'm sorry.
Facebook.
Facebook simultaneously permanently deleted our personal Facebook accounts with no recourse whatsoever. We couldn't. We didn't even have a, there wasn't even a
link to anybody to complain to. Yeah. It was just, oh, you violated our policies. Boom. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? Because we posted the cover of a pro police book.
Right.
Really?
And that was a Facebook employee not liking it and taking it into their own hands. Yep. Yeah. It didn't violate anything of Facebook's processes whatsoever. So Emulum, hope we're pronouncing his name right. So he shared the emotional impact of Amazon's KDP actions. Yeah. And as you can imagine, you know, authors are so close to their books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many call their books their babies. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Amazon not only treats those authors extremely unfairly, but also keeps the money earned from their babies. It can feel very personal, especially when you've spent so much time, wasted so much time at that point, getting it on Amazon and getting it for sale and getting reviews and putting the Amazon link everywhere on your social media accounts and your website and everything. And then, of course, you know, people can't buy the book anyway later. So it is also one thing I want to mention is, you know, books are what created Amazon.
I was about to go there, but you go for it.
You go for it.
Well, there may have been a time, and this was before I started working in the publishing industry, that Amazon was simply the world's largest bookseller.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And at that time, maybe it meant something to them, or they, you know, they had employees and managers
and
executives that understood what it was to be an author and build. Mm-hmm. Now, Amazon is the world's largest retail thing that happens to have a bookstore. And so they don't care how much work you put into your book or what it meant to you or anything like that.
They don't
which
give
is
a
why they've
they don't give a flying flip about authors anymore.
And that's why they put all of this pretty much on an automated platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some people behind those little chat windows that are back and forth. A lot of them are bots probably, but it's nobody that cares about your book.
Yeah,
they don't
care.
They're there with a script and a policy book, and they have to go by that. And they don't. It has nothing to do with how much work you put into your book and whether or not you're right or wrong. It's they made a decision, and their job is to simply just keep hammering you, telling you, yeah, we're not going to change your mind.
Yeah, you and I are both authors,
mm-hmm.
and we care about authors.
Yep.
We know what they're going through. We know what they've been through. And most people at Amazon are probably sitting at computers overseas in some, you know, warehouse.
Yeah.
They don't give a flip.
And they
just don't.
Yeah, they haven't written a book.
Yeah, right.
So another author, Simone, she wrote, I warn everybody to not give something important like a book to the hands of this company.
There we go again. It's something important. Like, it's your book. Yeah. Your intellectual property, your blood, sweat, and tears. Go ahead.
We lost access to our Kindle account, and they are still selling our book without our permission and without paying our royalties. Every time I call to ask their help, they invent all sorts of excuses, or they play the game of balling me through different departments. Okay.
I know. I left that. I did. I tried to figure out what she meant, but I think she meant they're rolling her through.
Rolling,
different department.
Yeah,
balling her through. Yeah.
In the meanwhile, they keep cashing in. They are not worth the trust to give them your important work.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the way I see it, okay, you know, y'all want to play that game. You want to just cancel people. Okay, fine. Just quit taking the money.
Mm-hmm.
Take the book off. Give the author whatever, you know, money they were owed up until that point, mm-hmm. and be done with them.
Yeah.
But don't keep selling their book. Don't hold on to their money. If that violation was so bad that you have to divest yourself of that author, divest yourself of the author.
Right.
Pay them what they're owed and then send them on their way.
That's
but
a
don't
very
take
good point.
Their money.
You know what I want to know is, you know, Amazon keeps all those manuscripts on file.
Oh yeah. What are they doing with that?
Who has access to all those files?
I don't know.
I mean, I know that when we're working with an ebook. With Amazon on an ebook, and there's some, you know, even the audiobook program we just launched, there's some kind of, you know, work. Every employee you contact can open those files.
Yeah, I know. So another victim named Wendy wrote this. I unfairly had my account terminated by KDP. I have reached out to them to try to rectify the situation, but received no replies. I have done nothing wrong, but the account was terminated. And to make matters worse, they took all of my posts, past due royalties for books not related to this book, as it was never even published. I guess I need to put my glasses on
here. Yeah, so she hadn't even put the book up for sale yet. And they terminated that and all her other books as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just awful.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everybody's picked up on the patterns here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll move on. So we have a few more horror stories to share with you. Dr. Tina wrote, Amazon KDP stole my royalties, authors beware. I'm incredibly disappointed with Amazon KDP and their unethical treatment of authors. After dedicating countless hours and money to researching, writing, and publishing my books, I'm going to interject here. A lot of authors don't know how to do cover design. They hire a cover designer. Mm-hmm. They might hire somebody to format their book to KDP's specifications. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they may have bought their own ISBN, which may have cost them $125. They may have paid for this, that, and the other. And then they're putting all of their trust that Amazon's going to make sure that everything goes fine. So she's talking about countless hours and money to researching, writing, and publishing my books. Amazon suddenly terminated my account without warning or a valid explanation, leaving me without access to my earned royalties. KDP's treatment of independent authors is nothing short of exploitative and unfair. They profit off our work, then shut down our accounts without cause, keeping the money we've rightfully earned. If you're an author considering publishing with Amazon, think twice. You could wake up one day and find your account gone, your income stolen, and no recourse available.
So we have Jeanette. She writes, Amazon KDP, beware of their deceptive practices. I had an account for 2 years, spent quite a lot of money and time on their ads, and never came out ahead.
Amazon will upsell authors by advertising on Amazon, on Amazon. Go ahead.
Which people are already on there looking for books.
Yeah, right.
I do not know why I wasted my time. My account was terminated over one book, and I could not get a straight answer as to why. Amazon kept my royalties, refused to respond to my inquiries, and continued to try to charge my card for ads after my account was terminated. Mm-hmm. Well, that's shady.
It doesn't say anything in their contract about doing that. Mm-hmm. That's illegal, yeah.
I think they need to be investigated for fraud. I would never do business with them again in any form.
Yeah, yeah. And we got a couple more of these. Hannah wrote, they blocked my account a few times, and when I queried it, they apologized and tell me it was a mistake, only to suspend me again the same day for supposedly having issues with my keywords. Before I even had a chance to fix anything, they terminated my account completely. So they terminated it, she fixed the problem, they reinstated it, and then they immediately same day terminated it again. To top it off, they kept that entire month's earnings. KDP is honestly the worst, most useless, and completely unprofessional.
That almost sounds like a case of sour grapes on an Amazon employee or something, you know?
Oh, an Amazon employee getting frustrated
You point out that they made a mistake. They have to say, you know, and when I say they, there's somebody, you know, at that keyboard.
Yeah, right.
That has to say, oh, yep, you're right, we make your mistake, let me reinstate you. And then all of a sudden they find problems with your keywords? I mean, come on. Okay, don't use this keyword. We're going to delete this keyword, but your account stays
up. Amazon will never go into that kind of detail.
You know.
They'll just send you those canned responses. Yeah.
Got one here from Andrew. This company is the absolute worst. I tried several times to verify my ID on the KDP website, and after several failed attempts, I was told I had 13 days to comply. When I was told later that same day, my account was being terminated. There are hundreds who share the same experience with this company. Save yourself time and find another publishing company. KDP is the worst.
Now, he's exactly right. There are hundreds of complaints online about the exact same thing. And this is completely different from terminating you because of some obscure thing that was wrong with your book that you violated some policy or whatever. Many authors have complained that they've given Amazon a copy of their ID, their banking information, whatever they needed. It's my understanding you have to sit in front of your computer and their camera takes a picture of your driver's license while you hold it.
Yeah.
Amazon system does. And Amazon keeps saying, no, we need more. We need more. We need more. Let's see. Agatha P. Daisy had a similar experience. Do not waste all of your hard work on this site. It is absolutely shocking that a company of this size has zero customer service. Amen. They locked me out of my retail account and subsequently blocked my KDP account. That means she was selling books on a retail level on Amazon and also using KDP to print and sell her books. Because I tried to change my debit card. All she was going to change a number in their system. They're still selling my book, but I'm unable to get into my account. When you try to get help, they tell you to log into your account. And this is just, you said hamster wheel earlier. That's what it is. It's a hamster wheel. And it goes on and on. And they never get any resolution. Yeah.
And, you know, I spent several years working for a third-party administrator for insurance companies in Tampa. And my team specifically worked with Cigna, huge insurance company. And we had, oh gosh, we had to have at least 100 people on the phones dealing with just the billing section of Cigna. We didn't do anything about
claims or
signups or, you know, because basically with just billing, any problem you had with billing, that went to us. Mm-hmm. You know, how many billions and billions and billions of dollars is Amazon raking in? How hard is it? I mean, they're putting up warehouses everywhere, you know? How much would it cost you to put up a few more call centers and have human beings for people to call in and say, hey, you know, you shut my account down, tell me why.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's almost like the only thing they care about is how they can rake in more money, more money, more money. They really don't care how they can take care of people that have, you know, put their trust in them.
And again, they're not like somebody who bought a package of toilet paper and didn't receive it, okay? Well, those people actually get an actual human response.
The customer service for retail side is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. If I want to return something and they just take it back, give me money back, yeah, it's great. But why they treat authors like this is just beyond me.
An author is basically, they don't supply the printed book, but they're a supplier.
Yeah.
They're a partner with Amazon.
Yeah,
and
should be.
And authors can generate a lot more money for, not all of them, of course, for Amazon than somebody that buys a case of toilet paper every 3 months, and they treat them like crap. Yeah.
Now, if y'all listen to this podcast at all, you know we really aren't big on Trustpilot at all. However, if you do go on Trustpilot and look up Amazon, 88% of Trustpilot reviews about Amazon KDP give them a 1-star only.
And I have never seen a Trustpilot page with that many negative reviews and 88% of them, I mean, 1-star. I was just, that astounded me. Yeah.
It at least tells you there's that many people who got on there to say something about it.
And they're that upset.
You know?
Yeah.
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 And a lot of them, they say, if I could only give 1-star, I could. I would only give zero stars, I would. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just 2 days ago, Cindy wrote, it's been so hard getting my books up and running. I've poured my blood, sweat, and tears into KDP. Just as I started doing well, making sales and getting reads, they banned my account for using bullet points in my book. Think about that. Then they banned it further due to a high KDP page read count. I succeeded only to be punished for it. So can you talk a little bit about what the page read count is?
Yeah, that's a program on Amazon where authors get paid based on how many pages are read of their book. So it's all ebooks, of course. So a customer joins this program on Amazon, and you can download as many books as you want. And you,
rather than purchasing the ebooks outright,
you pay an annual fee to join this program.
Yeah.
You can download as many ebooks as you want, and the authors get paid for each page that gets read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, Amazon put a stop to this. People would go in and I'm sure it was some kind of organized
effort. Just go in and
they would go
click
in
through these things.
They would click on the, you know, page one.
Yeah.
And then you were able to click to go to the end of the book.
Oh, really?
Author would get paid for everything. Well, it didn't take Amazon long to figure out, we're getting ripped off, so it doesn't work that way anymore.
I thought people were literally sitting there, click page one, click page two, click page three. No, they go all the way to the end, and they get credit for that. Wow.
Right. Yeah, so that's the program she's talking about, page read count. By the way, we've had authors request to put their books in that program over the years, and you know what? They ain't making money.
No.
That is not a program we recommend.
No.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that this author did that at all. This was just to clarify what the page read program was, because a lot of people haven't heard about that.
This was just put on Trustpilot 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So that program's not even, you can't even do that.
She may be telling him, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I succeeded only to be punished for it. I'm distraught. I'm just a disabled old lady trying to live my dream. Why do they make it so difficult? Today was destroyed, my life taken away, and for what? I didn't break any rules. I'm disgusted, in tears, and quite frankly, wondering what the point is now. Where is their customer service? No phone number.
Yeah. And again, that's the emotional thing. And now that we know she's a, quote, old lady, even if she was part of that program on KDP, she probably wouldn't know how to click to get to the end of the
probably
book
not.
Anyway.
Probably not.
Yeah. I've never heard from an author saying they got banned for using bullet points, so I couldn't even begin to explain that one.
No.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Looks like
how many books out there have bullet points?
Looks like they'll ban authors for anything these days, or for nothing at all.
Just last week, we were on the Better Business Bureau website, and we found something posted. I've been making coloring books and selling them on Amazon KDP for about 5 months. My books have been doing really well, selling almost 200 copies every month. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, yeah.
The past week, I received an email from Amazon KDP that said one of my book titles was similar to one that has already been published. I explained it wasn't my intention to mislead customers, and I would gladly change the title or remove the book altogether. They then terminated my account for violating their terms and conditions and are withholding all of my royalties, which is well over $500. This should not be allowed. To terminate someone's account for something like this is completely unfair and unjust, and especially that I cannot even get a real person to look into this for me and help me get my account back. I did not violate any copyright or trademark laws. I'm losing hundreds of dollars because of this.
Now, I'm glad that this person mentioned copyrights and trademarks.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot copyright a book title.
Mm-hmm.
You can trademark a book title.
Mm-hmm.
That's very expensive. Most people don't do that. I've told this story on Writers Weekly before. My favorite book is Swan Song by Robert McGammon.
Okay.
And over the years, I've ordered copies for all our kids, other relatives. It's a great book.
Yeah.
Love the book. And one day I got on Amazon. I was in a hurry. Click, order the book. Completely different book came by a different author. Exact same title.
Yeah.
Totally legal.
Yeah, well, how many times have we published somebody's book and then they come back later like, oh my God, I see 20 books on Amazon with the same title as mine, and we're like, yeah, you used a pretty common title.
I now warn authors that was in the beginning of the
you
company.
Do.
I now warn them: do not name your book until you go on Amazon and search for that exact title in quotes.
Yeah,
because if you use the same title as another author, somebody's going to get confused. Somebody's going to get upset with you or the other author. So, yeah. So there are multiple books on Amazon with identical titles. I mean, probably thousands of them. And for Amazon to ding a book for that, because it's not illegal, and it happens all the time. They've got them all over the website. So, yeah, she was, they totally ripped her
off.
And
I'm not certain based on what she wrote, if it was necessarily the title or the contents of the book. But when you think about coloring books, for the most part, almost look alike. I mean, you know, the kind of artwork that's involved. I mean, unless it's one of those very specific, you know, type of art, or I always like the cuss word coloring books.
Oh, we published one of those. It's awesome. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But, you know, if you were to take 100 coloring books, kids' coloring books, and flip through them, The artwork pretty much looks the same. So how could Amazon sit there and say, oh, this looks too much like another coloring book?
Come on,
that's just silly.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, I think this is
Let's see, another one on Better Business Bureau. Yeah, and these are all pretty recent. My account under the business was terminated. He had a business account through KDP.
All
published titles were removed from sale, and I was denied access to my dashboard and any outstanding royalties. Again, you're blacked out.
Yeah.
You're completely locked out. You can't see anything.
Which really makes it much easier for them to not tell you anything and you not be able to fight back.
Exactly.
Because you have no information in front of you now to prove them wrong.
That is an excellent point.
Yeah.
When you know, we have authors, their books start selling, stop selling after a few years, they terminate. forever and ever, they still have access to their author account. Mm-hmm. They have access to all their sales information and all the payments we made to them, all the receipts, everything. They have access to their files, of course, forever and ever, because we don't own their files. They do.
Yeah.
And think about it this way. Let's say you're a little late in paying your taxes from a year and a half ago. You need that information.
You do, yeah.
You need to know how much you, because it's a business, and you're going to file Schedule C. You need to know how much you made and how much you spent on the business. And if you didn't save those receipts, or you just trusted Amazon to keep it in their account and you just look at it later, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where was I?
Right about here.
Oh, yes. This is the one who has a business account with Amazon KDP. I believe this termination was made in error. I've submitted multiple appeals on Amazon KDP seeking clarification and reconsideration, but they have since stopped responding entirely.
Yep, they do that. There comes a point when Amazon KDP will just simply stop responding to you. They're done with you.
Yep.
They have nothing further to say. And
yep.
maybe they do that once they run out of form responses to send to the victim. I don't know.
Yeah. there's got to be a come of time when... When they just run out of stuff to respond to you with.
Yeah, I don't know. So here's a story about an author that did exactly what Amazon told him to do, and he still got terminated.
He got terminated because he did what they said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In October of last year, I opened my KDP account. On the 22nd of January of this year, I received a termination email from Amazon. I immediately responded, and they told me that my account was, in fact, not terminated, but was still live and in good standing and on their system. After approximately 5 weeks of back-and-forth emails, Samir, in their technical support team, discovered an unusual technical glitch in my account.
Hmm.
They suggested we open a second account. Oh, boy.
Yep.
They suggested we open a second account to avoid any further technical glitches in my first problematic account, and they would then merge the two accounts, and once all my books had been transferred to my new account, they would then deactivate the first problematic account. Thus, I would only have the one account.
Everybody knows where this is going.
All went well again on my new account until they again terminated my second account due to me having, quote unquote, multiple accounts.
Samir screwed him over.
I have a feeling Samir didn't understand their policy based on that, but Samir knew that their system could accommodate two separate accounts.
Good point.
And then move files from one account to another account and then shut down another account.
Yep.
But clearly Amazon doesn't like to have to do that, apparently. So
Yeah, people, when they sign up with a company like Amazon KDP or basically anybody, you always assume if you ever need help, customer service is going to be there for you. You can click on something,
like,
or call something or something. And, you know, and they seem, it's all going to get resolved in a day or two. But with Amazon KDP, you know, it's just not happening. Excuse me. You know, these people are authors are getting stuck in this tornado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just spinning around and around and nothing's happening. They contact Amazon over and over again. It goes on for days, weeks, or even months.
Yeah.
And they're desperately trying to get their accounts open again. And it's just, you know, so they can keep selling their books and go back to making money. And for some of these authors, their book sales, that's the only source of their income. And so instead of moving to a different publisher and starting over right away to get those books back on the market
They're fighting to try to
they
get Amazon.
They keep trying to get back what they lost, what they permanently lost.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if Amazon KDP terminates your account, chances are very high that not only will you never get that account back, but you're also banned from opening new accounts, as you've heard in some of our stories.
Yeah.
And of course, all of your accrued but unpaid royalties are pocketed by Amazon, even for book sales that occurred prior to the mess that Amazon created, and even for books that weren't part of Amazon's often vague or false accusations against one book in particular.
So let's say you get your account terminated on the last day of the month, and Amazon runs 60 days behind on paying authors.
Okay.
60 days of sales, and you're getting none of it.
You're not going to get any. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. I was contacted by USA Today bestselling author Andrea Smith. She contacted me through Writers Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I published her email on our website, and I'll put a link to that underneath this episode on writersweekly.com/podcast. Again, she's a USA Today bestselling author. Hello, Angela. I know you covered this issue a year or so ago, but these KDP terminations of indie authors' accounts have continued to skyrocket. It just happened to me. I've been self-publishing for 12 years. As in the previous case you profiled, I received some template message for one title stating it violated, quote, book details, whatever that means, and that I need to unpublish and correct the violation. They didn't tell me what book tale I purportedly violated. Again, this is you violated our policies, and we're not going to tell you which one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The email was sent around 8 p.m. on June 17th. I didn't check my emails until the following day around noon. 5 minutes prior to that, now it's 5 minutes before she checks her emails, another email had come in from the KDP content team stating my account was now terminated and that all of my accrued royalties would not be paid. In this email, they stated the reason for being violation of content creations. She sent us a list of pending lawsuits and exams. She and I went back and forth by email several times. Mm-hmm. And this is just a few of them because some of them don't really relate to authors, but and we'll post links to these underneath this podcast episode as well. But here's the one she sent me. Authors sue Audible for back royalty payments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Audible is Amazon's audiobook program. Yeah. Amazon accused of audiobook monopoly in author class action. Amazon must face narrowed lawsuit over ebook prices, U.S. judge says. U.S. judge sets October 2026 trial for FTC antitrust suit against Amazon. Amazon.com fights DC's bid to revive antitrust lawsuit over pricing. And there's a couple more that we'll put under there.
So while it's not unusual for large companies to be frequently sued by customers, I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah, right.
But it's surprising that Amazon is repeatedly getting sued not only by customers buying products, but also by authors who are actually Amazon suppliers and whose work helps Amazon make money. Angie, where can authors go to get their books published and still have their books go up for sale on Amazon and not worry about Amazon ripping their books down? Go ahead.
Again, booklocker.com. If you go to publishing.booklocker.com, you can read all about the services. And we use the largest book distributor in the world. Our printer does a much better job. Amazon's got a variety of printers all over the globe. And our printer, we use the largest print-on-demand printer in the world. They do excellent work. And again, we upload your book to Amazon and everywhere, Barnes & Noble. I mean, your book isn't going to appear in bookstores all over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Through an automated feed, and not just on Amazon. But again, Amazon doesn't come in and remove our books and pick on our authors.
Yeah.
Because well, we're a big fish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't care about individual authors, but when it comes to a publisher like us, who generates multi-thousands of dollars for them every month, they're going to turn it.
Yeah, you're basically shooting yourself in the foot if you get... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's others, but, you know, why take a big chunk of change out of your income like that.
Yeah, and so. Plus we sued them before and we won. So yeah. Yep. I think they know better.
And best of all, if you come to booklocker.com, you're not gonna have your royalties from past sales stolen from you.
That's true.
We're going to pay you for every book you've sold.
Yep. So. Absolutely.
Okay. I think that about wraps things up here. You got any last words for us?
Make sure the chickens are all still alive when we get off here.
Oh, rest in peace, my dear little red hen.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Oh, wait. We think we have three roosters.
Yes, we do have three roosters. In fact, our chicken expert neighbors happened to stop by yesterday, and I took him out to the chicken yard, and he looked at it. He's like, absolutely, look at those tails. Those are definitely going to be. So we got three roosters.
We're going to have to get rid of two of them
because there ain't enough hens for three roosters.
I got to pet myself on the back a little bit. When they were
you did pick these
little
three.
Bitty babies. I read if you spread their little wings out, you know, the female wings are a straight line and the males, you know, a little one line, then it goes up a little bit. But it was kind of hard, you know, it was kind of iffy. And
I wasn't going to look at their butts.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that either. And even experts aren't 100%. Yeah, you know, they're like 86%. Yeah. Anyway.
Chicken butt experts.
They were, what, a week old?
Yeah.
And I said, this one, and this one are roosters. And I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're the largest breed of rooster that we have, a Brahma, which is actually the largest breed of rooster in the world. That's one of our roosters.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be the one.
You need to make sure, train him to be nice, because remember, Randy the rooster didn't like me much and left a scar in my arm.
You need to come out there and feed him a little bit and pet him. And
he's big and scary.
I brought one of our other roosters. So I say black roosters, but actually one of them's got got black and red and luminescent blue. Yes. And I brought them up to show you yesterday.
Iridescent
blue. Gorgeous, gorgeous birds.
Yeah,
I think I'm becoming a chicken nut.
I think you are too. I need to buy you some new t-shirts.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, there's.
Thank you. Oh, wait, what?
I saw this shirt. It said.
Gosh, you got tears coming to your eyes. You're trying to think.
Hold on. It was. It had a chicken on the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the words F you, but the chicken was in the middle and it was fuck you.
Oh my God.
You might have to take that out.
And with that.
I laughed so hard. I'm not going to buy it for you because you can't wear it to church.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Writers Weekly Podcast.
X-rated aversion.
And we will see you again next week. Say goodbye, Angie.
Bye, everybody.